Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Morning. What's up? Sign me up, man. You got a vaccine? I'm taking the vaccine. It's go time. I'm feeling so good about a dramatic drop in cases, COVID. I want us to be optimistic. 77% drop in cases. Amazing vaccines, three of them now available. Huge drop in the number of deaths and hospitalizations. Many opportunities to succeed. Quit boxing yourself in. Quit with the head game that you put yourself in that everyone's going to die. It's not going to happen, man. Look, it's been a traumatic experience and it continues to be so. And we will never, ever forget the 500,000 deaths or the frontline workers that have had to watch this and the traumatic experiences that they're going through. I got to talk to one of the best in the nation, a true insider and expert, Dr. Graham Snyder, with UPMC, the medical director of the Infection Prevention and Hospital Epidemiology. He's also a Pitt professor. Doctor, how are you?
Great. Thanks for having me on your program again. It's great to talk with you.
Doc, you got to be optimistic, right?
Yes, we do. Right now, we're seeing great trends in the impact of the pandemic on our communities right now. I'm optimistic like you are, but I'm also a little realistic in knowing that this doesn't mean that the pandemic's going to be over. Yeah. There is a very real possibility that it will surge again.
There is. Tell me why.
Well, there's a handful of reasons. One, that's the nature of pandemics. They wax and wane. Two, there's been a lot of conversation about emerging variants.
Yes.
What I mean here is that, like many viruses and bacteria and other infections, this one can evolve. And evolving means that our collective immune systems may not be ready, even if we've previously been infected, to respond to it. And that means that it can come and go. We've seen this in particular, for example, in Brazil, where infection rates were really high, but after the virus had a key genetic change, it left people susceptible and the virus has come back. And there's a possibility for that to happen throughout the world.
That's why we have to get folks vaccinated as soon as possible?
That is why there are several things that we do to stay safe. This is why masking and distancing is still critically important, even as we're getting vaccinated. This is why, no matter what variants are circulating, the vaccines are going to have a positive impact.
Let's talk about the new vaccine, the J&J vaccine. In reading the data, and look, I'm not an expert, you certainly are, 66% rate of prevention, 100% effective in preventing hospitalization and death. That's astounding, is it not, sir?
Yeah, taking a long view, it's again, I feel like I've said this a million times, but it's worth saying, brand new virus to us, brand new vaccines, rigorously studied and developed and deployed in less than a year. We now have three different vaccines that are all spectacular. That's amazing. There are three jobs that the vaccine does for us, and it's important, as you've previewed for me, not just to focus on preventing symptomatic disease. They all three do really well at that, by the way. But they do two other jobs for us. One, they protect us from having serious complications like hospitalizations or death. all three of these vaccines are nearly perfect, and that is wonderful. They also do a job of protecting us from being contagious if we're exposed. This is measured as asymptomatic infections. And these vaccines aren't perfect, but they all do really well at that as well. So that's why you're hearing the advice from others, and you're going to hear it from me too, that if you can get any vaccine, get it, because they're all three spectacular.
Dr. Graham Snyder, the medical director, infection prevention and hospital epidemiology. He's also a Pitt professor. Hey, doctor, folks start to nitpick. They become experts in things they know nothing about, right? So they'll be deciding which vaccine they want and would pass on one. Bad decision, is it not, sir?
I think so. I agree. I mean, we have a team of experts at UPMC who are trying to give us advice on what we recommend and how we educate the community that we serve about it. And we nitpick a whole lot, but the conclusions that our experts keep coming back to time and time again is all three of these are great. They're safe. They're effective. They do all three jobs that I've talked about really well. And again, it's better to have any vaccine than no vaccine. So if you have an opportunity to get a vaccine, take it. Get the vaccine no matter who you're getting from, and really no matter which vaccine it is, because they all three work really well.
Dr. Graham Snyder with UPMC. Doc, I know this is tough to predict. You have 200,000 folks are registered for a vaccine at UPMC, which is an astounding number. It says two things. It says you did a hell of a job with allowing people to register with ease, but it also suggests the dearth of vaccines. Do you see that turning around, sir?
Yes, I do. And I'll share your enthusiasm. And as an epidemiologist, and I know vaccines, the power that they have to help control infectious diseases, to see this amount of enthusiasm during this pandemic is just wonderful. It's really great. Having 200,000 plus people ask UPMC for a vaccine through a system that's been in place for less than 2 weeks,
amazing,
just really speaks to how much people really want vaccine. That's fantastic. Now, we have to deliver it to them. The federal government, as we heard at the top of the hour, is delivering 3.9 million doses soon. That has to go from the federal government, the manufacturers, to the states. The states then have to distribute it to all of us who are giving vaccine. I anticipate it'll take a couple weeks for that to happen. So in the next couple weeks, your listeners can expect to still be offered the mRNA vaccines, the Moderna and the Pfizer BioNTech vaccines. But as soon as the Johnson & Johnson Janssen vaccine is here, we'll start to see some availability for that. And more vaccine is better. It means that we're going to start to be able to offer vaccination to more people in the Commonwealth and surrounding communities.
You got to be frustrated and a bit annoyed like I am with the Lord of the Flies mentality of trying to get an appointment. It's got folks desperate, got them angry, got them frustrated. What's your advice in order for folks to find a vaccine, sir?
Well, I'm optimistic that the enthusiasm and the eagerness for vaccine is a good thing for us from a public health. It bodes well for the pandemic. And I certainly share everybody's frustration about wanting to get the vaccine as quickly as possible. In fact, I've even talked to my own parents who live in a different state about their challenges in getting the vaccines. But the good news is patients will pay off because lots and lots of vaccine is still coming. And I think the pace will pick up. So it won't be very long before everybody will have their chance to get a vaccine. Stay patient with us. We're trying to make the vaccine the maximum benefit we can derive from this vaccine by giving it to the people who are most in need of the vaccine, whether that be communities that are most hard hit or people who are most likely to suffer complications of disease, including hospitalization or death. So we're trying to get the vaccine where it serves the greatest purpose, but we will get to everybody.
Hey, Doc. In my entire life, I've never had a vaccine given to me in a hospital setting. It's always been the family doctor. Same with my kids. The family docs are actually angry that they're being kind of pushed out of this process. Do you see them as valuable to, at some point, hey, go to your local doctor, get the vaccine?
Of course, absolutely. I agree. I agree completely. We'd love to be able to do that. With the first two vaccines that came out, the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccine, the challenge was how they had to be stored. And the cold temperature requirement makes it very hard to get the vaccine to a geographically broad area. It had to be focused in those facilities that can maintain those cold requirements. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine is great because it doesn't have such stringent requirements. And with the amount of vaccine being delivered increasing, that means you're going to be able to get the vaccine in more places. Now, I know out there you trust your doc.
Right.
I trust my doc, too. And many of you would like to get the vaccine from your doctor. I plead for patients there too, because we'll get there. We're going to try to offer the vaccine in as many places as we can. Having more vaccine options and more vaccine doses available means it's going to be coming closer and closer to where you'd like to receive it.
Dr. Graham Snyder with UPMC. Personal issue. I have family members that are in COVID units. My next door neighbor, a doctor, I'm sure you know him, he's on a COVID unit. They've seen more death than at any time in their lives. And I read a study yesterday that about 30% of the frontline workers who have watched this will need some sort of counseling. Are you seeing this? And do we need to get to them and help them get through this emotionally, sir?
Absolutely. The pandemic has had a huge impact on all of us throughout our society. And what we need to focus on is showing a little love to everybody around us, whether that be somebody who is suffering the effects of having to be isolated for a period of time, not being able to see family and friends, the elderly who are vulnerable and scared. And that includes healthcare workers who have burdened a lot of the stress and anxiety of caring for people with this pandemic. We're optimistic because we're doing better and better and better caring for people, and we have more options, and we're starting to see a light at the end of the tunnel. But we're at UPMC, we're working on ways that we can support our healthcare workers through this time. And it's just, that's an example of the love we need to show everybody in our community, because this pandemic's not easy on anybody.
Hey, and finally, anecdotal stories I've been hearing that a lot more students are interested in medical school because of this. And going down the path that you went down, and you're a Pitt professor, are you seeing more enthusiasm from folks who want to, hey, I want to help, I want to do something to make a difference? Are you seeing that?
Yeah, if there's one thing that this pandemic has highlighted, it's shown the goodness of people to want to reach out and do something more, be something greater, work for their community, advocate for those who are in under-resourced medical communities and need our help. Those are wonderful things that might come out of this pandemic, if anything wonderful comes out of it. I'm also excited about growing enthusiasm for infection prevention and epidemiology, of course. Infection prevention plays an important role in our hospitals and other healthcare centers, and I'm hoping that this pandemic will highlight for some people who are smart and motivated to join my field.
Dr. Graham Snyder, it's a pleasure. You do a hell of a job, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for covering the topic for your listeners.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.